put in while you're milking. Then you bring it in, you bring this milk to the house, then where, now, this is small farming. I don't care, know about this larger.
I just want what you, yeah, you did here, well, now, what
then
you
we,
know about.
We bring this on here, then we have made a place in this kitchen, the dining room, where all of this this milk is kept in that dining room or in that kitchen, where this morning when we get through milking, and afternoon or tomorrow morning, that milk for the milk yesterday, we're getting ready to churn that milk today, and the other going up there in that same.
I see. Mm. My goodness. Had something going all the time.
All the time.
The area around a barn where you either keep stock or where they come in to be fed, this is the area outside the barn.
Well, that's what you mean, what's called, mm-hmm, right around out there. Well, that's out there, and, well, we call it outside of the barn around, that's, we call that the lot.
The lot.
That's
now, the lot is the part that's just outside, that's an area just surrounding
the
barn.
Area around the barn, just like you see out yonder that barn, mm-hmm, that's my lot. All around, that barn is enclosed in an enclosure of, I got a wall all around that lot.
Uh-huh, I see.
Where you go in there when I had it all cleared up, where you could see good, when I had stock and cattle in there.
Well, now, where they grazed, this was the...
Where the cattle grazed, they would be out there in the pasture.
I see. So the pasture would be out beyond the lot.
Beyond the lot, just like around there.
I follow perfectly.
All around that's out there. That's the pasture. But now when you come into the lot, that's the enclosure. They are out of the pasture or enclosed in the lot.
Mm.
Everything, the cattle, the hogs would be all in, coming in. And that would be fed up.
I see. Oh, when you're weeding cotton with a hoe, you call that?
Chopping cotton.
Now, is that taking the weeds out of the cotton?
That's when you say chopping cotton, that's taking the weeds out of the cotton.
Uh-huh. And leaving the cotton.
Leaving the cotton.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Leaving that cotton, mm-hmm, to stand about whole chops.
Now, when you have this grass that you don't want, that's growing in a cotton field, do you call that anything?
Well, call that, get those dead grass out of the dead grass. You don't want it.
Okay. Now, when you talk about a field that you would have, where you were growing something, mm-hmm, some sort of crop. Now, do you think of a field as being a certain size?
Well, we call it about 10 acres or 20 acres. If I'm using, I've got about 8 acres in cotton, about 8 acres in corn, other in various, in truck, like peas. First of one thing, sweet potatoes and the like.
Is truck, that we used to refer to homegrown vegetables?
A homegrown vegetable, that's a truck.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The field now, would you call it something else according to what you were growing there? Like you'd say, I got a corn field or a wheat field or...
I've got my crop of a cotton field, a corn crop, my bean, if I'm growing bean.
Would you call that a bean field?
A